wanted to reassure you that it was as much fun watching the end of the game on tape today as it was last night. And you know, I give a lot of credit to the Cardinals. They played hard. Their situation was such. You know, Ken has done an outstanding job with their team. You know, getting a young quarterback involved, and they did an awful lot of good things last night. They're a physical defensive team. We didn't rush the ball for much. They rushed the ball well. You know, they've started to really get with the young quarterback the system. They still get the ball to number 11, even though everybody's looking for him in most situations. And they've also got the outstanding return game, which we were able, for the most part, to bottle up. We got help from a penalty one time, but that was something that was very, very important. And I think it's important to recognize the fact that our own return game last night, with Aaron Ross, did a very nice job, and probably as big a play as any was the punt return off of the probably one of the only punt that Zastadil really didn't hit the way he wanted to. Aaron recognized that right away, grabbed it, and had the nice 18-yard return, which, you know, again gave us excitement and momentum about taking the ball going in for that last touchdown. So it was a physical game. It was a game that we knew going in was going to be would take all four quarters to have a chance to win it. They had lost two games by a total of 4 points, and they've been fourth quarter losses, and so they were. We knew it would be one of those 60-minute ball games, and it certainly was. So we're very very happy to win. Very happy to be back here. Know how hard fought it was. Have great respect for the Arizona Cardinals and Ken Wisenhunt and his staff for the job that they did. And when it didn't look very good for us, our guys kept playing. And the greatest thing you can say about that is, if you're going to emphasize finish, that certainly was some way to finish, and so I was proud of that. There's a lot of things that we can clean up and do better, and I suppose that's the way you say things after any of these battles, because that's what they are. Every game is a hard game. Every game is a game against a very difficult opponent, and things never change. And so it's going to take everything you have to be put in a lot of different situations in order to find a way to win. And last night it was, you know, our defense held when it had to at the end of the game, and our offense had the ability to move the ball with a two-minute offense. I thought we should have scored before the half, to be honest with you. We did kick the field goal, and, of course, that was very instrumental. But I think one thing that I mentioned to the coaches was we had 29 seconds, and you know, a lot of people would say, gee, that's not a lot of time. You know what? But we drove it down, and we were in position there to take a couple of throws at the end zone, and we ended up kicking field goal. But that was right before the half, and that gave us a little boost going in. And then at the end of the game, of course, it was the no huddle and the way in which the players reacted. And, of course, we had a lot of guys step up with big plays there. Hakeem certainly with a couple of huge plays, and we had plays out of Ballard, and we had plays out of Victor Cruz, and we had Manningham contribute, and the touchdown, which got us started, was the third down run by Brandon that got us in the end zone, well blocked, but a very physical play. So there were a lot of those kind of plays last night, and again we were fortunate to win, but we're excited about that.
Coach, Eli is now the third-rated quarterback in the league. He's thrown zero interceptions. I mean, do you see a real change in his approach and his performance?
Well, I think his approach is changed in that he's trying to do the best he can to stay away from being pressured into making those tight throws that unfortunately have ended up going the other way. So is he aware of the emphasis that's been put on taking care of the football? You bet he is, and he'd probably give you a better lecture than I could on it. But he is definitely in tune with that. And you know, we had the fumbles last night, which, you know, after the Philadelphia game, it felt so good not to turn it over at all. That's what we preached going right in again this week. And we had the fumble by Bradshaw, which, you know, was a big hit by Campbell running all the way across the field on the screen. And then we had Eli's fumble down deep, deep in our territory where we had, you know, just an outstanding rush. And the defender came and went for the ball rather than the quarterback. And it was just perfect timing for them because the left hand had just started off the ball and boom, the ball gets knocked out and they recover point blank range. And but we kept scrambling and fighting. But if you're going to say that, is there an emphasis? Yes, there is. Does Eli buy into it? You bet he does. And has he really tried his very hard without losing that edge now? Because you do have to have it. You have to be aggressive. And he certainly is that. And but he is trying like heck to take care of the ball.
Tom, looking at the Cruz play at the end of the game, if you had been the Cardinals this morning, would you have been upset, or how would you approach that?
Well, you know, you better ask the Cardinals. I think that, you know, as we all look at the course of games, we always, you know, that you can point to one or two things, but you know that in the course of a game you have many opportunities. And, you know, just as no one individual wins or loses a game, there probably isn't just one play. And I think that what I would just say about it is you know, that was one of many.
You've talked about the emphasis on finishing games. What's going into getting your point across? How did you get it across to the players during camp and during these past few
weeks? Well, we've done a lot with that. And, you know, I'm not going to go into all the different ways in which we've done it, but it's been a matter of our players being interested in various ways in which we've, you know, sold that message. And we've done it with the use of video. We've done it, you know, with the verbal lectures. We've done it any way you can think of doing it. And hopefully it'll stick with us.
But you've now been run on in two consecutive weeks. Is there any one thing that you can point to, or is it sort of the same series of errors? What's going on?
Well, you know, the fact of the matter is that's got to stop. And we talked about that this morning. We talked about it last night. You know, we've got to shore this thing up and deny that part of the game. I was a little bit surprised how close we were, you know, time of possession. I didn't think it was even anywhere near that close, to be honest with you, because we weren't able to run it and they were. And that's not a good formula. So we're going to have to do to take some extraordinary means to try to solve that issue.
When you say extraordinary means, does that mean there's a personnel problem?
No, that means that we're going to have to do what we have to do from a coaching standpoint to try to solve it.
And what about the flip side? You weren't running the ball well yesterday. Can you tell us why, from your standpoint,
that
was?
We didn't block them very well. You know, we did not secure, we didn't create, we did at the start of the second half. We made some pretty good plays, and then we ended up calling back by penalty. But, you know, we didn't block them as well as we are capable of doing. They were good up front, and we didn't handle it as well as we should have.
Can we attribute any of that to Kevin having to come in?
To who?
To Kevin Booth having to come in for
no.
Boss?
No, not at all. Kevin's been in it before and played well when he's had to.
Can you say that one more time?
I said Kevin has been in there before, whether it be center or guard or tackle. He's played in lots of games and done a good job for us. And so there really, you know, there really it was nothing to focus on in terms of lack of a run because Kevin was in there.
Tom, how's that David Boss doing?
Well, I haven't seen or heard from him today. He's been over getting a series of tests done, and so we'll have to wait on that one.
Tom, did he have a neck thing before this? There was rumblings that he had gotten his neck tested recently.
He had a burner.
So he had it before this game. He just aggravated it?
Yes.
But Michael Boley was talking to us yesterday that there was a different feel on the sideline this week than maybe in week one, just in the sense of finishing and urgency, and he called it want to. Is that anything you sense? Do you feel that from your team? Did you feel that yesterday in those final 5 minutes?
Well, what I sensed was that they were, you know, I think our intensity and the level of our play and our everything kind of improved, you know, towards the end of the game. And, you know, as we had the opportunity for stops and had the opportunity to do things with the ball, we kind of played off each other. And I mean that in terms of our defense and our offense and our special teams contributing to that feeling of momentum, and we can do this, you know. And so that's what I felt.
Tom, with all the injuries you've had and opening with three or four on the road, are you at all surprised where you are right now?
No, not really. You know, I've stuck to this all along, and I'm not going to change now, is that, you know, we have good players. We have them in position. We certainly have had some things go the other way in terms of that, and we feel bad about those players, but that's the rest of the guys have got to pick it up. So am I surprised? No, I'm not surprised. But do we have to improve and continue to get better and get more out of a lot of people who you know, who need to grow and expand and develop? Yes.
If you look at the season, it's four-game quadrants. You've just finished, you know, the first four, and then the next quarter, you've got three or four at home. You don't have a single division opponent. Is there anything in particular you really need to accomplish before you get to the third quadrant?
Yeah, you better win, just like anything else. You better win. And these are tough opponents, regardless of where, what division, what conference they come from. They are very difficult. They're tough. You look at what Seattle's been able to do to come back, and I know they lost, but that's quite a performance against a very good Atlanta team. They've played the week before. The Cardinal game was a very, very close game again, in which they were able to win. So it doesn't matter. It doesn't really matter. There's the schedule is one game at a time, and our schedule is a very difficult one, and each one of these opponents is very capable.
Tom, you said something before about, you know, having to keep an eye on where number 11 is when you play the Cardinals. Do you think teams think the same thing about 88 on your team?
I'm sure, but we have some balance there, you know, and they do too, to be honest with you. They do too, and that's what we really wanted to sell our players on, you know. They have plenty of players that can make plays. I mean, Doucette made a couple plays last night. You know, Heap is capable of doing that. They've got speed that they can utilize, you know, from the outside. So there's plenty of ability there. But you still have to know where that guy is.
Were there any other dings or nicks or any other injuries last night?
Just some of what we going into the game had, you know, Rocky with the ribs, took another shot there. Zach Diassi actually did pretty well coming through and playing the way he was able to play. And, you know, the rest are just some nicks, some things we're going to have to see how we shape up Wednesday.
How did Osi come out?
Seemed to come out well. Seemed to come out well. Had a few more plays than we thought. I think he was at 39. We were trying to go 25 to 35. But as you can imagine, the game was tight in the fourth quarter, and he wanted to go. He wanted to get in there. So he was able to lobby out a few more, and rightfully so. And thank God he's like he is, because, you know, that big sack was huge in knocking them back out of there.
What about Tuck? He said that he told us yesterday that when he got on the plane, he knew it would take a miracle to play, but he still felt as a leader it was important to come. Was that
He doesn't make those decisions. I mean, this is the thing that you, the way you listen to, and the questions that you ask me, you know, he is the captain of the defense, and if we think a player has a chance to play and can help, he's coming. That's all there is to it. And that's what they want. They don't want it any other way, regardless of all the other stuff that's said.
Hey, Tom, I'd just like to ask a question I asked before a little bit differently. When you looked at the film today, did you
you're not going to get any more out of me on this one, Tom.
Okay,
I'm standing by the way that the rule was interpreted by the officials, and if you look at the way that play took place, there's no question he was giving himself up. He was headed back for the huddle. I don't know how you could call it anything else.
Okay,